We interrupt this program already in progress to bring you coverage of the 2017 post-draft press conference, live from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. Before we get started, we used our first-round pick on Joe Mixon from Oklahoma. I think he would be a great punch to our running game. I'm going to open up the floor for some questions. Okay, yes, you.
Tim Johnson, New York Daily News. You know the heavy cloud and attention that comes with picking this player so high?
What cloud? All I know is he has a strong arm and he's able to stiff-arm defenders from the tape that we watch. On and off the field.
So you and your staff are going to overlook the domestic violence case that happened in 2014?
You think I give a fuck about what happened in 2014? I touched myself to miserable things back in the day. You think I worry about that now?
Huh?
What?
So after releasing Ray Rice after his widely known domestic violence incident, why would you draft Joe Mixon, who was accused of the same thing?
The nigga got talent. Next question.
What made you choose someone with a checkered past like Mixon's?
You really want to know why? I ain't trying to be sitting on ESPN, FS1, or CBS in a couple years saying, hey, this is what I would have done if I was still in the front office while sitting next to bitch-ass niggas like Stephen A. Smith and fat fucks like Rex Ryan. Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God.
It's the Black Canvas.
But you know, like we tell you all the time, you don't have to wait till a new year to start a new beginning. You can go ahead and actually start it today or last week.
I had a lot of people on TV talk about, man, it's a new year. You know, it's a new me. It's like, nigga, it's the same old you.
With DC ST.
The whole 10 minutes, the manager kept on asking me, like, man, you want me to call an ambulance? I'm like, you want me to call an ambulance? And I was like, no, no. Yes. That's why they always gotta get rid of all of our leaders, man, and then like throw more dumb shit in our face to distract us, man.
Like Chanel purses. Presented by Pharrell.
By Pharrell, yeah. Jordans. Where the ceiling is the roof.
And now, ECST.
I'm in love with the coco. Guess what I got for the lolo?
The lolo.
I'm in love with the coco.
What up, EC?
What up, ST, man? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm chilling, man. How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm in love with the coco I see. Like most of white America right now. Love with that hair roll.
I'm about to say they love that hair roll.
Hell yeah, man. Motherfuckers ODing left to right, man. Shit's crazy. I saw another video this weekend where this lady stopped traffic because she OD'd on heroin, man. Just OD'd in her car, man. Caused bumper-to-bumper traffic, man.
Jeez, man. It's out of control, man.
Yeah, it is, man. Just like we were talking about. We would text each other this weekend. It's crazy how the Trump administration is trying to find help for heroin addicts and heroin users.
Yeah.
To try to get them help. Like, they're the victims.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to, like, weed and crack, you know what I'm saying, we're hardened criminals that need to be put in jail.
Yeah.
For free labor. I mean, man, it's just so much hypocrisy, man. But, man, what you been up to, man? How was your weekend, man?
Man, it was pretty straight. You know what? I kind of hung out with, you know, my parents pretty much, man. Just hung out at their house, man. It was, you know, pretty sad. This week was a pretty rough one for me, man. I didn't have nothing to do, so I gotta get back on it this weekend.
You gotta go do something, man. Go do David and Buster's. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Run into, somebody like... run into somebody like that. What's that? Yo, whatever that female name was to hang out with Steve McNair, and you'd be like trying to avoid those avoid those females, but you know, go David Buster's, hang out. You know what I'm saying? Do something.
Yeah.
Man, what I do, man? I ain't do shit, nigga. Man, I didn't do anything. I didn't go to no movies. I didn't do nothing.
Ain't no movies out.
Ain't no, yeah, it was out, man. Like, everybody talking about go see the Fast and the Furious 8, man. I'm good on that shit. Yeah. That shit broke records again this past weekend, man. Just,
jeez.
I just own it, man. More power to him, man. Like we said before, homeboy, our brother out here making bread, man. If you can milk that shit, milk that cow to that cow, have a heart attack.
Yep, pretty much.
People want to see that shit, man. Let them go ahead and see that shit, man. But
As Nas said, and you know, Hate Me Now, it ain't gonna never stop, niggas.
Can't stop, won't stop, man. Hey, man, appreciate that, man. I put that shit on my workout mix.
Yeah,
let this shit come in, man. Don't hate me, hate the money I see, clothes I buy, ice that I wear, cars I drive. Close your eyes,
pictures me rolling, sixes, money folding, bitches, yeah.
Hubby's folding the wishes, Nas get in here, man. Hell yeah, man. That's that shit. That's that nigga listening to that shit just be hating because he ain't got nothing. that's that nigga hate. So he ain't got nothing for himself. But yeah, man, that's my. I fucking love that track, dude. I'm about to add that shit back. But yeah, man. I did do some on the weekend. I was just like pretty much like balls deep in like NFL coverage for the draft, man. Because you know the draft is tomorrow.
Yep.
So many, like, dude, what's up with all these dudes having diluted drug samples at the combine? What's up with this shit, man?
I know. I think what it is everybody knows, everybody that's a player that, you know, that smokes weed, I think they all know sooner or later it's going to get passed. Like, it's going to get passed through. And if they have the talent, they know they're going to get drafted. You know, at that point, I would say, hey, go ahead. Don't draft me. I'm going to go to the team that's in your division, and we're going to whoop y'all ass every year.
And that's for my weed.
Yeah. So do what you got
to
do.
Hell yeah, because I listen to SiriusXM, and this one former GM was just talking about, man, like, hey, man, I'm going to keep it honest with y'all. He's like, I would tell my players, like, hey, man, you know when you're tested. Mm-hmm. Just don't smoke when the time come up. He's like, man, pretty much everybody does it. And he's just like, man, we just try to just let them know, give them a heads up when it's going to be around the time that they're going to randomly test you, mm-hmm. and just be ready for it, man. And that's why they really get mad at the players when they fail, because they give them a heads up.
Yeah, they do.
And some of the players should be like, you know, man, fuck this shit. I'm about to go hang out with Snoop and Wiz, man. Fuck this shit. The test tomorrow, Dez. Fuck it. I just don't understand it, man. Because Reuben Foster had a diluted sample. His excuse was he had diarrhea, so he had to just drink a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Julius Peppers from Michigan got caught on Monday.
Is it Jabril Peppers?
Jabril Peppers. Yeah, there you go. Yep. Jabril Peppers. He got caught with a diluted sample.
Yep.
Saying because his excuse was he had to work out with the linebackers and the DBs, which he did do at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched the interview on NFL Network, he did mention that in the interview. He was like, man, just, you know, just try to stay hydrated, man. I guess he slide like a fox.
Yeah.
Or he telling the truth. I'm more leaning towards slide like a fox.
Yeah.
Like we said many times before, man, people smoke weed in the past, man. I don't really care. I'm a big advocate for them to legalize weed because I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, because weed users don't hardly bother people, man. So I'm not really worried about it. I'm really excited about the draft, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, dude. I'm ready to see who my Ravens are going to pick. Most likely, we're going to either trade back or take Cam Robinson, the offensive lineman from Alabama, because my damn GM loves fucking
Alabama,
you can be an Alabama player and be like third stringer, like, we can work with you. Like, wait a minute, Ozzie, no! No, Ozzie?
Yeah, the only thing about Alabama players is that by the time they get to the draft, they're so worn out by, you know, being under, you know, Saban. You know, they pretty much, they peak by the time they get to the draft, so.
Especially the running backs, man.
Oh, yeah. I.E. Trent Richardson.
Hell yeah, motherfucker. What you doing now?
How about now?
But I was watching the Alabama spring game on Saturday, man. All them niggas do is reload, man.
Yeah.
All they do is reload, man. Their new quarterback they got, he's from Hawaii. Oof. He like he like Marcus Mariota, dude. Like his first time out there, his first draft, his first time on the field, his first drive, his second pass was an 8-yard touchdown pass.
Jeez.
He was going up against first team defense.
Dang, yo.
Yeah, dude. It was like second team offense for your first string defense, dude. And he was out there just slanging it.
I tell you another quarterback that was looking good to me, Notre Dame's new quarterback. He played in the spring game this past.
Let's see. Look him up.
Yeah, because dude was slinging it too.
And that's probably why Deshaun Kaiser left. Was it Andrew Hickson?
Yep, there we go. Because he's probably looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like,
man. No. Brandon Wimbush.
Brandon Wimbush? Okay, Brandon Wimbush, okay.
Yeah, Brandon Wimbush. Yeah, that dude was, he was going to work.
Yeah, let's speak on that real quick, man. So if everybody don't know, Deshaun Kaiser came out in the media and said that he has the mind of Tom Brady. He has the mind and the preparation of Tom Brady and the body of Cam Newton.
How do you know that, though? Like, how do you know that you have the mind of a multiple Super Bowl winner? Like, we don't know what Tom Brady's diet is. So how do you know,
what
his mind is like?
He's pretty much trying to say
he's boosting himself up.
He's boosting himself up because of what his coach did to him coming out into the draft process, where Brian Kelly was pretty much saying he's not ready.
Yeah,
he's immature on and off the field, and if he says that, and the reports have gotten out about what he's done off the field, that means that the coaching staff and Brian Kelly covered for his ass a couple of times.
Yeah,
some shit the dirty shit that he's been doing, and he knows with more free time and money that shit can just multiply. Because like what they always say, man, money just enhances your true character, your true identity.
Yes, it does. It doesn't hide your issues, but it exacerbates them.
Exactly. It sure does, man. So if you are a closet dick
before
money, you're going to be an open closet dick after money, man. You're going to be a straight prick, dude.
Yeah.
Ain't shit going to change. You ain't going to become an angel. Yeah. Just because you got some money, you're going to be like, money equals power, man, in this country. Yeah. So you're like, I'm the shit.
Yeah, look at Aaron Hernandez. You know,
oh, God. We're going to get on that in a second. But, man, what's your, man... If I was his agent, I would have been like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, I would be on damage control. I would be like, hey, man, he didn't mean it. He was upset. He's just mad about what his coach said. He's trying to just prove everybody wrong, man. He's just trying to let teams know that he's going to be prepared when he goes into training camp. Like, you can't be saying that kind of stuff, man, because that kind of stuff will, you know, get the media. The media's going to blow it up. And they're going to make it seem worse. And then you know how some people are just easily persuaded. Like some GMs are going to just be like, hey, you know what? He does seem kind of immature. We're going to pass on. Yeah. So Las Vegas, this is the first year that Vegas has betting odds on what's going to happen in the draft. And so one of the lines is the over under on how many quarterbacks were drafted in the first round. And it's 3.5. The line 3.5. So what that means is over under means if you're gonna put money down, you'll bet a certain amount of money under if you think it's gonna be under 3.5 quarterbacks, or if it's gonna be over 3.5 quarterbacks, you put more money on it.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning more towards the under.
Yeah, me too.
I only think it's gonna be 2 quarterbacks drafted, or 3, and the only way it's gonna be a third one is if somebody trades up.
Yep, at the end of the round.
Yep, to get that 5th round option like we always talked about. So that's possible, but I think the two, I'll get your opinion in a second. The two quarterbacks I think that's going to get drafted are Trubisky and Watson. I think those are the only two that's going to get drafted in the first round. No. Yes, okay.
I say Trubisky and Kaiser.
Nah, I think...
Well, or it might be that kid from Texas Tech.
That's what I'm about to say. The three I think that are going to get through, because the Houston Texans love Patrick Mahomes. So I think it's going to be Patrick. Yeah, because he's a gunslinger.
Yeah, but he came out of an air raid system. So.
Dude, I watched one of his games. Like, man, his mechanics are all over the fucking place, dude. Like, that's what like Pick 6 City, son.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, seriously, man.
He comes from a system that's made to look like he's playing 7-on-7 drills.
Pretty much, dude. Because we got to go back to what's fucking up these quarterbacks, man, that are coming to the league now are the Elite 11s.
Yeah,
the 7-on-7 camps that they go to, and then the spread offenses they go to in college, man, are messing up. They're messing up the NFL product because, like Bill Polian said, the same thing as Bill Parcells says, we can only take what college gives us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That, you know, that makes sense to put it in layman's terms. It makes a lot of sense. Like, if you're going to send us, if the trend in college is nothing but scat backs, the trend in the NFL is going to be scat backs because that's what you're sending us.
Yeah.
That's why the NFL has changed so much. It's almost changed to a somewhat of a spread offense to a certain degree. But these, another thing that's hindering these quarterbacks is early success of certain quarterbacks like Matt Ryan, Joe Flacco, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson. Yep. Like, those dudes are exceptions to the rule. And Andrew Luck, before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Those guys are exceptions to the rule. Like, everybody can't come in like that, man. Some people are like Aaron Rodgers that need to sit and benefit from sitting for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then you come out and play, but fan bases put too much pressure on the GM.
Yeah, they do.
And the owners, just like the owner right now, man, Cleveland's fucked because the owner wants a quarterback, which you pretty much he wants Trubisky, but they need to draft Myles Garrett number one and then try to get Trubisky with that 12th pick and try to trade back up. You do not need to pass on Garrett at all.
You know, the funny thing about that is
– yeah.
Warren Sapp came out and said that he doesn't see the star power in Myles Garrett. I thought that was kind of interesting for him to say.
Yeah, now, do you think Sapp said that to get himself back into the limelight?
Possibly.
Or you think he really meant it?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. He could be on Skid Row right now. And or very close to it.
Down on skin, bro. Down on skin, bro. Down on skin.
So, I mean, you know, he could be saying anything to, you know, to, I guess, move the needle, you know, so that, you know, I guess he can be placed on his local Fox Sports channel.
You can do something, man, because that, you have a cush job like that, man. We talked about this shit on a past, like, this episode is an old episode. But how you just like, man, you let pussy fuck you up, man. How you gonna just let a prostitute fuck you up from a cush job where you talking about shit that you don't really have to even study for? You have to roll out of bed and just talk about it because that's your life.
Pretty much.
Yeah, dude, like, you don't fuck that shit up. That's an easy paycheck, man. Dude's so fucking stupid. But I think Sapp, man, to a certain extent, I think what he says has merit.
Yeah, it does.
Because when he faced top competition, man, the stats aren't there, dude.
Yeah.
But when he does face lesser competition, man, it's just kind of like, it's like people that don't play football or people that play Madden, it's kind of like when you play against a computer and it's on rookie mode and you just run through shit like, I'm the shit.
Yeah.
But then you, like, you play somebody online on all Madden mode with the difficulty and you can't get shit done.
Yeah.
Like, that's how Myles Garrett is on the field, dude. Like, period. Like, when that shit on rookie mode, the motherfucker's like, I'm a beast, look at me.
Yeah.
But then when that shit, you playing somebody else, he'd be like, man, nah, go ahead, man. You can go watch the USC, UCLA game, robbery game. Go watch that game. Don't leave me alone, man. I'm all right. But he hasn't come out and say anything, which, you know, Myles Garrett, all he got to do is just talk shit about Sapp pass, man. That'd be the end of it. But
to be honest, it would be wise for him not to even respond, at least until after the draft.
Yeah, you're right. Before they dig some shit up about him.
Yeah. Cause, or you know, it, depending on how teams see how his attitude is responding to Warren, they might decide to pass on him.
Yeah. Another thing, man, Booger McFarland was very critical of him.
Mm.
And he was supposed to do an interview with him on Mike in the Morning. He declined to do that interview.
Mm.
And also, Colin Cowherd was critical of Myles Garrett, and Myles Garrett did not come on his show either.
Mm.
So this dude is sensitive.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're an offensive lineman and you're studying him now, Ryan Staley for the Baltimore Ravens, go ahead and just get in his head, know he weak, and let him know, you know what I'm saying, you know, you can't be having no bitch-ass dudes up in this league, man. I be talking straight cash money to his ass.
Yeah.
Knowing if he's that sensitive about who he is, but like Bill Polian said, he has other ventures and he has other things that he's like focused on besides football. He stressed it a lot in his interviews.
That's not smart.
Nah, man. I don't care what you're meant to, dude. You lie you lie to the scouts and be like, man, football's life.
Yeah.
Get that money, then once you're in, and after you're on your second contract, which pretty much is going to be your biggest contract, then you'd be like, man, I have other benches and other business ventures I'd like to get into.
Yep,
you know,
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Don't do the Calvin Johnson thing, but just don't let people, like, that's the one thing I hate about, like, African-American men today, man, like, to a certain extent, man, we're attention whores, man.
Yeah.
We guys just be like, hey, man, this is what I meant to. And this is what I'm doing. Like, man, just, like, man, move in silence, man. What the fuck?
Exactly.
What happened to that, dude? That's all they got to be. A cool thing you can do is just do your shit.
Yeah.
And let your actions speak. They'll be like, hey, man, I'm about to start this shit, man. And then, like, never do it. And they'll be like, man, what you, like, where's your shit at? And then they would look at you like, man, you know what I'm saying? You all talk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's better just to be quiet about it. But we'll see, man. Tomorrow, man, I'm super excited, man. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Be up there. Well, chill, my boy Jay. You know what I'm saying? Got some peace and wings. We're going to, you know, enjoy the draft and, you know, watch my Ravens trade back. I'm going to be pissed off in the fucking process. But, do you still have a squad since your team left home?
No, I don't. I guess either, you know, the Seahawks or the Panthers, but I don't know. I'm still kind of, I guess, weighing my options. I'm just a fan of football.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get enjoyment out of seeing, you know, other teams.
Like certain matchups and stuff.
Seeing how they operate, seeing, you know, what schematics they come up with, you know, so I don't know. I'm just a fan of football. That's what I like, you know, cause usually, you know, when, you know, NFL Sundays, I don't just watch one team. I never did that when I had one squad. So, you know, I like to see what's going on around the league. So,
I watch
everybody.
So. Yeah, man. When the Red Zone channel came out.
Yeah.
Even if the Ravens were playing, I'm like, man, watch the Red Zone. Like,
exactly.
And then if I don't see the Ravens on there within like 20 minutes, like 20 minute intervals, I'm like, oh shit, man, we ain't doing shit. And I checked the stats on my phone. I was like, fuck it, man, we're gonna lose this game.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude, man, this has to be the greatest invention in TV history for the NFL. It's a fucking Red Zone challenge.
Yes, it is,
dude. And every time you're talking about 7 hours of commercial free football starts now, I'll be like,
yes,
I'll be like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when, like, you first pointed it out to me, and, like, I, you know, first thing I did, I was like, wait a minute, what you talking about? So I got online, and I was like,
no, that's like the ultimate crack for crack fiends, man.
It is, dude. If you're a true football fan, NFL Red Zone is your channel. Like, you don't watch nothing else.
Nothing else, man. It's like the NFL product is just on an all-time high, man. We live in, this is like the highest of heights that the NFL is going to get to. I don't think the Phantom can't get any higher than this, man.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so, man. This is the peak. We're pretty much going to be here when the downfall happens, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Every sport has happened.
They keep pushing this, you know, global, you know, extension crap. They need to let that go, because
don't nobody
care about the NFL outside of the U.S., man. Nobody.
Nobody, dude.
Just stop it. Maybe Mexico City. They, you know, because they got big time Raider fans down there. But other than that, man, ain't nobody think about NFL. So we just need to go ahead and just capitalize on this market that we got here before, you know, they let these other sports come in and, you know, and take the market over.
Yeah, because the only one, like we said in the past, the only one's probably going to take it over is the NBA
or soccer.
Yeah, soccer too. Yeah, but oh yeah. Speaking of which, man, get on the NBA for a second, man. What you think about the Cavs sweeping the Pacers, man? You think they're gonna coast through the East, or you think the Pacers just suck? Who gonna give them a challenge, man? My bad. What's the better question is, who's really gonna give them a challenge before they get to the West and lose?
If it's the Bucks, if the Bucks beat the Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks can give them the biggest challenge. That's what I think. In the East. Now, we also got to pay attention to what's going to happen between Chicago and Boston. Now, I don't know. If Boston goes through, they're going to smash Boston. But if Chicago makes it through, like, they might get one game out of it, but I think Cleveland will still win that series 4-1. But yeah, their biggest test is going to be Milwaukee because they're young, they're tall and they're long. Like, I don't know. They're going to have to keep the Greek Freak out of the paint. They're going to have to turn him into a jump shooter, because if they don't, that man going to run all over their defense. And, you know, they don't have very much of a defensive presence on that court besides LeBron. And that's only when he want to play defense. So
that is true, man. But yeah, like, when LeBron want to flip the switch, man, he can flip the switch.
Yeah. Like he did in game 3.
Yep. So, like, LeBron, you can't, like, when are people going to stop hating on this nigga, man? After he got that ring last year, the hate should have just left your body. Yeah, like, for real, man. There's no more hate. You can't hate him anymore, man. And Skip Bayless still trying to find reasons to hate him, dude.
Yes, he is.
Cause that's pretty much what made him. But yeah, still though, man, if he retired now, dude, he's one of all time greats.
Yeah, no question.
He just passed Kobe on playoff points. All time playoff points. He just passed Kobe, man. He's gonna pass Michael and Wilt. He's gonna pass them all. He's so close.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's ridiculous, man. But I see them make it all the way to the finals and going 4-2 against the Warriors, dude.
But here's the thing, though, with Steve Kerr out,
mm,
we don't know how Mike Brown is going to be. Like, because, I mean, yeah, he's, you know, from the coaching tree of Greg Popovich. Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the last time Mike Brown was in the finals, he lost 4-0 to the Spurs. So, I don't really know if he can keep that team together. But then again, you also have to look at the fact that in essence, it still is Mark Jackson's team. And I'm finally glad that Steve Kerr actually made mention to that in his last interview. He actually gave Mark Jackson some credit, saying that the team was pretty well formulated before he got there. It was just, I guess, whatever system that, you know, he runs, that I guess I kind of fortified everything. But I don't know.
No, if you Mark Jackson, man, that shit.
You pissed off.
That shit gotta hurt. And then you call games too?
Yeah, you call all their games.
You call all their games, man. Like,
all their TV, all their national TV games.
He's been pretty professional too, man. He hasn't broken down yet, so.
To
man,
his credit.
Yeah, to his credit, man. I'm happy for him, man. Because this shit, it couldn't be me, dude. I'll be on that bitch like, man, it's my ring.
Yeah,
like,
my as a,
hell yeah, as a confetti falling, it's my fucking ring, man. That's me throwing the mic down. Mark, man, you gotta interview Steve Kerr. Like, man, fuck this shit. That shit, man. I go up in the locker room. I go into like the Warriors locker room, trash and shit.
Yep.
And it's my desk. Throwing shit everywhere. Yeah, man, we ran enough, man. Welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We're our weekly show that comes on at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite worldwide podcasting services from iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and AudioMac. And you can follow us on your favorite social media sites. That's Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST and on Facebook at Blank Canvas ECST. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it. Yeah.
All you fat fucks cover your ears, because most fat people drink diet sodas, me included. They said diet sodas may be tied to stroke and dementia risk. Mm. Dude, when I read that, I was like, shoot, because you know, like every Sunday, man, like every football Sunday, I would literally go to the Papa John's, get a pizza, mm-hmm. Breadsticks, get a brownie, and I'll get two Diet Cokes to top it off. Like, dude, like Diet Cokes and staple, just like, man, it ain't that bad. I had Diet Cokes, you know what I'm saying? Diet drinks justified the fatness, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
like your whole meal, basically, you just sucking down sugar with pizza, breadsticks, and the brownie, and Diet Coke on top of that.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's just a mountain of sugar. I'm just chewing sugar, dude. Yeah. That's all that shit is, man. But the CNN report said Gulpadown, an artificial sweetened beverage, not only may be associated with health risks for your body, but probably brain risks as well. Mm. Artificially sugared drinks such as diet sodas were tied to a higher risk of strokes and dementia in a study which was published in the American Heart Association Journal on Thursday. The study sheds light only on association, as the researchers were unable to determine an actual cause and effect relationship between sipping artificially sweetened drinks and increased risk for stroke and dementia. Therefore, some experts caution that the findings should be interpreted carefully. Wow. No connection was found between those health risks and other sugary drinks, such as sugar-sweetened sodas, fruit drinks, and fruit juice and fruit drinks. Man, that's what I always said, man. Like, when I was, like, reading all these, like, fitness books and fitness, like, articles, they say, like, if you're going to do it, go all in.
Yeah.
So if you're going to drink, you know, a Coke, drink a Coke. Drink a regular sugared Coke. Drink something that's like something from sugar cane. Don't drink something that's artificially sweetened. Just go ahead and just say fuck it, because it's not that much of a difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now, man, it is crazy. Now, when I do drink regular Cokes, man, it just tastes funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just too much. It feels like there's too much sugar in it for me, and I'm kind of used to the diet. Drinks, but after y'all reading this shit, man, and me getting up that age, it might be time for me to let this shit go.
The thing about the Diet Cokes is you just don't know how refined the substitute sweetener is. Like, you don't know what kind of toxins that you could be putting in your body. I remember trying a Diet Coke for the first time ever in my life, and I immediately spit it out. I felt like it was the nastiest thing I've ever had in my life. And from that day, I've never had another one. So I don't mess with Diet Coke anyway. I don't mess with pop, period.
Yeah, you don't drink it. I definitely ain't doing it.
Well, man, it's easy, really. Don't get me wrong. Every now and then, I do kind of want a root beer. Like, every now and then. I know you hate them, but
that's gotta be the nastiest shit ever invented. I'm sorry.
Man, that junk is ridiculous. Shit's good.
Shit. Man.
But yeah, I get a craving for one every now and then, but I guess my discipline to not drink them at all. It's been a few years since I've had pop like that. So, like, if I do like turn one up, like, it's gonna taste weird to me, because my palate has been adjusted to the point where I don't even, you know, I don't crave it anymore. I don't even think about drinking a pop anymore. Like, I stick to, you know, water, like juice, maybe like Ocean Spray juice that don't have like that high fructose corn syrup in it. Mm. As far as like the drinks that I consume, it's basically water and juice. And I might, you know, I might sip a little something, like, you know, some wine every now and then.
Oh, shit. We got a bougie, refined nigga on the episode today, folks. I'm just joking, man. Let me stop. I'm just joking, man. You know how like, low-income, like, black people be like, you bougie and you do something that's, like, common?
Yeah. and it'd be like $10 wine. And like,
ooh. Yeah, like, ooh, like, you too rich for my blood. Like, like, do you need help? I'll help you. Like, like, shit. Well, yeah, man, I understand. But yeah, I don't know. I used to, like, back when I was in high school, dude, I used to be like heavy, and I mean heavy, on orange juice, dude. I would drink orange juice all day long, dude. That used to be my drink. Now, I haven't had orange juice in years.
Yeah.
I can't, because I can't drink my calories anymore, man. And then, like, juice, you drink your calories, there's so much sugar in it. And I used to drink the Ocean Spray stuff, too, like the Crayon, Mango, and all other shit. Yeah. I used to literally, like, I think my issue is, you probably do sip on yours, but let me tell you straight up what I would do with mine, man. I would literally take the jug, throw that shit in the freezer, and then, like, after, like, 30 minutes, to hit that bitch out and, like, drink half of that bitch. And then, and then, like, sit up the rest of the day and drink the rest of it. I would drink, like, a jug at a time. I wouldn't pour it into a glass. I just shit out a jug. So, it's just, I overconsume shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my fault. That's my problem, man. Like,
I mean, I did that, too, though. I did that with certain drinks. Like, it was like a, if it was like a pina colada drink, like, I would drink it all in one sitting. Or if it was, like cookies or cupcakes or something, like something sweet, like I would smash it in like an hour setting. I used to kill stuff. Like I can still today. Like I'm still pretty bad on sweets. Like I'm not as bad as I used to be, but yeah, I've cut out on the drinks, and I guess sooner or later, I don't know. I guess when the 7-year-old kid inside of me is done with sweets, then I'll start kind of slow down. But until then, I'm chugging.
Oh yeah, man. Speaking of which, man, what was the name of that ghetto ass drink we used to drink back in college? And we used to get it from the gas station. It was in a carton. Dang it! What was the name of that drink,
talking
man?
Talking about jungle juice.
Yeah, it is. With that
that giraffe on it.
Yeah, the giraffe.
Mix it with that lemonade, nigga.
Yeah, dude. Cause I remember like when I first got up there, y'all put me on that junk, and I was like, man, what is this? This is number straight sugar.
Yeah.
And it was good too, dude.
Yeah.
If you had to shake that junk up, you shake that junk up, man. All the, like, the sugar be at the bottom, so you had to shake that bitch up so you can get to take the flavor all the way through it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that shit and chess pie, man. That's the best two things that ever happened to me going to that school. A chest pie, dude, is that shit. If I ever see one, man, I pick up one instantly because I saw that junk in Texas and I bought like a gang of them bitches. Because I was like, man, I had to see a chest pie in a minute. They was like, doo, 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 doo. Oh, man, that's my fucking shit, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in moderation, y'all. Y'all got to keep shit in moderation, man. Because, you know, you can't be like me, man. That's my damn problem. That's why my fucking weight shift. Because, like, once I go off the rails, it's just like, man, it's like a free-for-all, man. Yeah. I just want to moderate that shit.
Runaway freight train.
Yeah, runaway love. Runaway. That's like playing that song and, like, just thinking like a fat black dude just like eating fat food. That's me. Now, he was just 15 years old. Nobody talking about macros. He's sitting there stuffing his face, like eating a whole pizza. He got pepperoni on his face and shit, knocked out with a dying drink in his hand. Like, look at him kill himself. Hell yeah, man, but. Dude, okay, the other topic we about to get, other than, like, news, kind of somewhat news topic we'll get into before we start our topic is Aaron Hernandez, and, like, the news coming out after his death, man, has just been really disturbing.
Yeah.
And seeing kind of fabricated. And what we're talking about is, like, how, like, all of a sudden, like, he's gay.
Yeah.
Like, in death, he just becomes gay, man. What you think about the FC?
I think it goes to the narrative that I told you about before we got on air. When you look at colored people within the entertainment industry, none of them ever, especially the males, none of them ever leave clean. None of them ever leave as if, you know, untarnished. There's always something that, you know, will tarnish their legacy or something like that. So You look at Aaron Hernandez, you look at Bill Cosby. Even though the things that, you know, these people are accused of may be true, it's just a simple fact that they're there. O.J. Simpson, Will Smith, there's been things said about him.
I heard gay rumors about Will.
Yeah.
I heard gay rumors about Usher, P. Diddy.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Quincy Jones.
Yeah. So
L.A. Reid.
Yeah, the list goes on and on.
Russell Simmons.
African Bambaataa, the list goes on and on. So I'm not surprised to, see this happening to a man that's, deceased now. As a matter of fact, they had his funeral on Monday. And I don't know, man, it just goes to show, man, if you're going to be in this entertainment game, you gotta keep your nose clean at all times, because people are waiting behind bushes to catch you slipping. And it takes nothing nowadays, man. It takes nothing for something simple to go off the rails and, totally damage your credibility, for the rest of your life. And based on, I guess, the letters, quote unquote, that were left behind, we don't even know if he wrote those letters or if the, the person that quote unquote found him, had him plant it there or not.
Yeah, because a lot of things just came out that really
all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, they kind of questioned the making it seem like it was a suicide. They said he pretty much covered the floor with soap so he wouldn't lose nerve while he was committing suicide. I've never heard that shit before, ever.
Yeah.
But I guess it makes your feet slippery, so you can't gain your footing.
You can't get your balance. So you're either probably, break your neck or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, hurt
you. So you'll go through with it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then him writing John 3:16 on his forehead. How was it written on his forehead? Was it legible where it seemed like he did it himself? Or did it seem kind of suspect, like somebody did that to him? And then they talk about him smoking synthetic marijuana, so him smoking K2 before it was found in his system before he died. How did he get the weed?
Yeah.
And then the prison notes, all of a sudden he found three notes to his prison girlfriend, and which is a man. And then then they talked about the reason he killed Odin Lloyd, because Odin Lloyd knew that he had a gay lover on the outside. That's why he killed them. And that kind of makes sense.
They went even further to say that he had a male lover in, I think, was it high school, the middle school, something like that?
Yeah, high school, man. Yeah, there's no way. There's no way you go into the NFL and they're not found out about this shit.
Yeah.
Because they dig so deep in everybody's past, man. It's no way. And people talk, man.
Yeah, they go to your hometown.
Yeah, why would they push that gay narrative when he's already dead? Yeah. You got to question that, man. Why would they want to do that? It just seems fishy to me, man. But
I
guess they just want to one more stick it to him. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's what you get for not following the protocol.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just not being a good old boy, quote unquote, and not following the rules. And this is how we're going to treat you.
Yeah.
Man. They treat you like crap, man. When you don't hold the chips, man, you just nothing but a pawn, man.
Yeah.
You with all that money, you still nothing but a pawn, dude.
Yeah.
And dude, and his boys like Marquise Pouncey, talking about, I'm gonna see you again real soon, homie. And I was like, what in hell? I'm like, what's going on? Try to tell us something, Marquise. Try to tell us something. Yeah, cause him, Joe Hayden. Oh yeah, that went to Florida. Let me stop being stupid. Yeah, him, Joe, Marquise Pouncey, Joe Hayden. Now I got another player put on an Instagram post just talking about man, we gonna miss you, man. He'll never commit suicide. He's not that kind of person. I was like, man, you don't know what kind of dude he is. If you're willing to kill two people, three people.
Well, the simple fact that he was already serving life.
Yeah.
And he had just gotten off from one trial, and then he still had one more to go.
And that's the thing, man. That's the one thing I hate about keeping it real.
Yeah.
Niggas that keep it real for too long, man. You ride with dudes all the way to their on death row, man. It's like this shit don't make you look. This shit makes you look cool to people that don't matter.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? Or just children or teenagers that value that kind of loyalty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, loyalty. I think loyalty can be extended to a certain extent.
Oh yeah.
Like if one of my boys did, you know, if they did commit a murder, I'm not gonna call the cops on you, but I can't harbor you either.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? I might give you some, you know what I'm saying? I'll like leave the house and don't say nothing and hopefully you're smart enough to take shit out of my house. You know what I'm saying? For some supplies, so you know what I'm saying, so you can survive longer. But I'm not gonna give it to you because I'd be abating the criminal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be loyal to you and not call the cops when you leave, but I can't be down with you either after you did something that heinous.
Yeah.
Unless it was self-defense.
Or family, something like that.
Those two things. But if it's just like raw murder, you just kill niggas just to kill them, man, I can't rock with you like that, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, no, but if it's like you protecting yourself and it was either you or him, I'm always going to be down for my boys. Because that's that's self-preservation. There's nothing wrong with that, man. But if it's just killing a person because they're trying to keep out the media that you like to pack fudge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then, no.
Guzzle yogurt.
Guzzle your plate. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man. Go ahead, man. His career wouldn't even been that different if he would have been found out that he was gay. He would have been the first like openly gay dude accepted.
Probably
because he's a baller. He was a baller.
He was pretty decent on the field.
He could have parlayed that jump into some more money. The LGBT community would have been behind him.
Man, please, he would have been out of here,
dude. Ain't a Super Bowl champion, man.
Man,
it's just a stigmatism of being gay, and you're supposed to be hard, dude.
Yeah,
that's the thing, man. Like I've seen some dudes that look like they're straight, and they act all hard. And they end up like the first word to come out of their mouth, you just be like, "What the what?"
Yeah,
you know, it ain't look right. You know what I'm saying? And like the gym I go to, it's a lot of gay dudes there, which I don't give a damn. I'm still gonna go there because it's a fine ass women that go there. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm there for them. But you know, it's just kind of sad, man, that people are still so self conscious. Because sometimes I walk into the locker room, and I hear somebody go like, like before I go in the locker room, and then when I go in, they just like
dudes.
They be like, yeah. And then I was like, dude, I just heard you just laughing like a bitch just a minute ago. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to pump iron. I ain't here to get with you. Like, man, it's like society is just, it's to the point now where in society, like, you can't be a self still.
Yeah, we still care what other people think.
Yeah, still care what other people think. And then, like, it's almost still to the point where you got to care because it's going to be at the detriment of your own life because you don't know what people out here a homophobic and want to act in the homophobia, man, by hurting somebody, man. Yeah, and it's sick.
Yeah.
Let that person live. He's not trying to get with you. He's not trying to look at you. He's not trying to split you open, man. Like, let that person live. And if he is, call the cops, you know what I'm saying, and let it go from there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let people live their lives. Life is already hard, man.
Yeah.
Life sucks.
Yeah, we don't need no extra incentives to make life even harder.
Yeah, man, and don't try to pin somebody else down because of what they're going through. I watch this, it's crazy, man. I've been seeing a lot of videos of just people in their 20s and their teenagers like going on Facebook Live and like telling people they're about to commit suicide on Facebook Live or that's like their suicide note. I saw like three videos like this past weekend of just people just like, man, I'm just tired, man. Just can't take it no more. And then right after that, you find they committed suicide right after the video. Like this one guy, he committed suicide because I think he had a baby with this girl. She had that baby aborted and killed herself.
Dang.
And then he killed himself in the process. Y'all can find that video up on Worldstar. Y'all can tell I was real bored this weekend. I went on Worldstar Hip Hop. And then the other video was on Facebook Live where the guy was just like, man, I'm just, I'm just tired. No opportunities out here for me, man. There's nobody loves me. Nobody wants to listen to my problems, man. So I'm just gonna end it. And he just jumped out the window.
Dang.
Yeah, man. It just sometimes it's be a. Well, we need to do more, man. We just need to be a lending ear.
Yep.
To your friends or to a stranger. That's in like a safe environment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want you to like take the person somewhere and then they just so hurt about their life and they see you might be balling or see you content with your life and try to harm you as well. But if you see somebody that just needs help or just needs a lending ear, you don't understand sometimes what listening does, man. Listening can be just enough to make somebody sit there and be like, you know what? Somebody cares. And you just know you're saving somebody's life, man. You never know.
You know, it's funny, man. I was watching the Housewives of Atlanta reunion.
Yeah.
Not reunion, but I guess it is a reunion. I was watching it on Sunday, man. And the whole time I'm watching it, I'm just saying to myself, now, all of these women are supposed to be friends. They're supposed to be close. They're supposed to be representing a sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time, all they can do is fight and bicker with each other. And a lot of the times they fight and bicker over nothing. And I'm just like, this is what you guys are portraying to the little girls out there who look up to you all. Like, this is what you're portraying. This is what you're saying, that it's okay to be. It's okay to be catty. It's okay to be, you know, just devious and, you know, just ugly towards one another. And I see why women don't get along, because it's just stupid stuff like this that's on TV. And, you know, it's still being promoted. We got to get away from doing each other wrong, man. If you my homeboy, yeah, it's natural that we going to fight. Because if you true friends, you going to fight. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
But in the midst of all that fighting, somewhere there's got to be an end game. Somewhere there's got to be a solution. There's got to be a resolution to the issue that you guys have. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe they just do it off of TV. I don't know, but it seems very real to me. It seems like all of them have sincere issues with each other. And it's just like, okay, if y'all got problems, why do y'all continue to hang out with each other all together in the same space? That doesn't make sense to me. So I say all of that to say, we got to do a better job of being each other's keeper.
Everybody want to be Chiefs. Nobody want to be Indians, man.
And I'll keep up with, you know, my crew. I call y'all, text y'all, you know, make sure that y'all all right and everything. You know, me and you, we pretty much talk every day.
Pretty much.
But I don't know, man. Like, we got to do a better job of keeping everybody in our circles, you know, together. And another thing, man, I was, you know, watching Corey Holcomb's 5150 show. And on this particular episode, he had Ari Spears as a guest.
Yeah.
And they were debating the issues with, you know, black comedians or male comedians in general, well, specifically black comedians who dress in drag and, to get that laugh. And, you know, Aries' point was from a comedic standpoint that it's the age old trick in the book that, you know, allows people to laugh. But, you know, of course, Corey and, you know, his co-host, Zoe Williams, which is, you know, a very intelligent man. I love, I love listening to his show. He has very good insights about just about anything that you want to, you want to look up or
Zoe Williams is a great show.
Yeah, that's the man right there. But and of course their argument was speaking from a perspective of a black male, saying that I don't want a dress. I shouldn't have to wear a dress just to make somebody laugh. And so of course they were having, you know, an argument. And the thing about the 5150 show is they're always promoting brotherhood. They're always promoting, you know, stick togetherness. But as soon as something goes wrong, the very next week, you know, they're pretty much talking bad about Aries. And instead of inviting him back, or, you know, I don't know, Aries apparently sent, you know, I guess a threatening text. But I say all of that to say this, is when something goes wrong with us, even if we not the best of friends, we should still be able to come back and squash whatever beef that we have with each other, because there's a bigger picture. There's a bigger picture than what we see on TV. That's what's in our face right at this very moment. There's a bigger picture than that. If we're going to promote, you know, being together, sticking up for one another, when something goes wrong, you know, and we not being able to forgive that person and forget it and go on and move on to the next, you know, phase of our lives, when we can't do that, we continue to hold a grudge. We continue to talk bad about each other. We continue to, you know, live in the past. We don't help each other. We might as well just take a gun out and just shoot each other right then and there. So, that, you know, it's just I'm sick of seeing us, like, contradict ourselves, man.
Yeah, I think, man, people don't want to see other people succeed, dude. Yeah. They're not successful, man. That's why you got to kind of ride with people of your own ilk.
Yeah.
Or if you are with a crew of people that you've always been with for a while, if you see that person slacking or what they're trying to do, man, try to uplift them and be like, hey, man, what you doing to get on the ball?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you know, say, what could I do to help?
Yeah.
And then just don't say that and may not be willing to help either.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know how, like, when you ask somebody, hey, you want a piece of this? Like, you want a piece of my food? And you be like, don't ask the motherfucker, don't you ask a piece of this food. Yeah. I'm just asking so you think I'm nice. And then when they actually do say, yeah, you be like, fuck, here.
Yeah. Well, that's just your fault if you do that and you don't really want nobody to have none. Because you should just do like me and not offer.
Yeah.
I don't offer my food, nigga. Hey.
T-Rule, dude. Like, hell yeah, I get none of my shit. I don't blame either, man. But, yeah, dude, we always hurt the people that we're closest to, man.
Yeah.
The people close to, we hurt the most, man. We don't hurt strangers. We don't hurt people that we really don't know. We don't know how they're going to act. But we just hurt people that's like I said, extremely close to us, man. It's going to come down to just really just being true and honest to yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to be by yourself sometime, man. That's another thing. Yeah. That can stop a lot of the confusion there. If you would just go somewhere and sit the fuck down and just assess what you're going through and try to find the ways to get yourself out of the hole.
Yeah.
Or try to find ways to get yourself out of your funk that you have. If everybody's going to get into a funk, mm-hmm. and everybody's going to get into a depressive state, like our previous episode we had a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Man, dude, but I don't know. The whole Aaron Hernandez thing is very fishy, man. But things are going to still keep coming out, man. And I'm going to keep my eye on it. But like even the wife's like, it's weird how all this stuff is just coming out of nowhere. She's suing the state and the prison.
Yeah.
Unlawful death, because she think it was she don't think it was suicide.
She has every right to think that way.
Yeah, she does, man. Because if he would have got appealed off that case, because they were trying to appeal the old Lloyd case as well.
Yeah.
Some conspiracy theorists said that it was street justice that got him, and somebody went in there and just offed him because he was probably going to get off for the old Lloyd case as well. Because he had gotten off for the other, he got you know, found not guilty for the double homicide case. Mm-hmm. They were on the way to appeal the other case. He had one like the best defense lawyer there was.
Jeez.
So he probably could have gotten out, but not, you know, going back into the league, but just got out and lived a normal life.
Yeah.
But shit, I don't know, man. But let's go ahead and get to the topic.
Let's get it.
All right, ST man, what's the topic this week?
All right, so this week, you know, as you see the title, it's basically, you know, silly shit that silently strikes a chord. Yeah. So, you know, I thought of, you know, a couple things.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, I guess for both men and women, you know, like when you're in a relationship, ladies, and, you know, I guess all the things that, you know, a man used to do, he kind of don't do it anymore. So, like, for instance, if, you know, when you guys got together, you know, a guy would always, you know, walk you to, you know, the car door and open it for you, allow you to get in, or a guy would, you know, open a regular door and allow you to walk in, or a guy would, you know, send you text messages in the morning, you know, just, you know, just saying hello.
Yeah, that's the I'm trying to get the pussy phase.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, for the men, you know, the ladies, you know, they, at first, you guys go somewhere, you know, you guys get in the car. She used to ask if, you know, she could turn on the air or, you know, turn on the radio station, you know, just simple things.
You go on, go ahead.
But then all of a sudden, you know, in the relationship, there's what they call, you know, getting comfortable. And so, fellas, you know, we stop opening doors. We stop sending those good morning texts. You know, we stop some of the smallest things that we used to do, we stop doing. And, you know, ladies, for you, you know, as soon as you get in the car, you touching every button in that motherfucker.
Get a car, you
yeah.
Turn on R&B soul or some shit. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
It's just like, wait a minute. You used to ask. Like, now you just get in here and you just act like it's your car.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, also, you know, being at a restaurant, as we talked about earlier, you know, sharing food before, you know, you would, I guess, offer some of your food. And, you know, I guess, depending on who it was, they would oblige. And, but, you know, now it's kind of expected for you to offer some of your food.
hell no, nah, like that.
Yeah. So, you know, and I do that because I'm, you know, I've always been this way. Ever since I was in, I think, I want to say elementary school, I would always bring my lunch to school and people would always ask me for my food. And I would be like, you know what? No, but I would rather give you money so you can go buy your own food than take mine. And that's how I am now. Like, but yeah. It's kind of with a twist though. Cause like now when I'm out with my fiance and you know, of course we get two different things and she wants to try my stuff.
Oh so God.
My rebuttal usually is if you wanted this, you should have ordered this.
It's on man.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just me being selfish or if it's just, you know, me being a dick or I don't know. But I just never like sharing. And she knows this too. She knows that I don't like sharing my food. I hate it. Like it's so on most occasions I just do not want to share. There are some instances, and, you know, thank God she doesn't just, you know, pick off my plate without asking.
Oh, God, yeah, that'll be some, let's go ahead and call this shit all kind of shit. Like, go ahead, as she reaches for, like, one of your fries, you're like, hey, let me go ahead and, you know, pass that, as you reach for that fry, I'm going to get that ring, too. Got time for this shit? I'm just playing.
But it's just, you know, little things like that that I guess kind of set you off that you don't really think about until like you're in the moment. Like, wait a minute, did she just take a swig of my juice? Or wait a minute, did this nigga just use my toenail clippers? You know, just small things. So we just talking about some of the small silly things that, you know, I guess kind of get on your nerves. So yeah. Go ahead, hit them off, EC.
Yeah, man, like some of the shit that like pisses me off, dude, it don't take much. I don't know if it's just me just always just being in a bad mood, but motherfuckers that say yas, that shit, oh dude, that shit makes me want to punch a fucking wall, dude. Like with that person's face right there, dude. Like I hate that term so fucking much, man.
Yeah, it's like the ghetto chick war cry.
It's like, dude, I remember I was in the gym one time and Wendy Williams was on, and then like some girl in the audience like, yes, Wendy, yes. I said, oh, and then everybody in the gym was like looked at me. They did something. It's just something that just triggers me, man. Like, that's a fucking trigger. That's a trigger shit, man.
Yeah.
Another thing that really, like, something that's still that really pisses me off is, like, when people will try to, like, do something and say they down.
Yeah.
When they don't have to do that. You don't have to, like, go the extra mile. Like, you know, you have certain, like, these are people, these other races at your job will just go out of their way to be like, yeah, man. They'll try to go out of their way to say, like, I'm down or I'm hip.
Yeah.
And no, you're not. That shit pisses me off. Like, dude, just be yourself, man. There's nothing wrong. You don't have to getify yourself for me to feel more comfortable around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm comfortable in my own skin. That's just showing that you're doing that you have some kind of, either you're scared to be around me, or you're nervous to be around me because you're acting this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm just like, some people say it's just to be helpful and to make the other person feel comfortable, but you should always try to just talk to that person and see where they come from. Just case in point, man. I read an article on Deadspin where this journalist tried to call out Ezekiel Elliott for having a Dodge Avenger or whatever when he was still in college.
Mm-hmm.
And his mama called out a reporter saying, man, every black player that goes to NFL is not from the ghetto.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we earned that. We bought that car for him. And then I was like, man, he got shut down. I'm like, yeah, man. Like, everybody that makes it to the NFL that was a black kid that's made a lot of money now, they didn't come from the ghetto, or they didn't come from a single parent household. That's another thing that pisses me the fuck off, dude.
Yeah.
When dudes get on ESPN or they go on an interview, and it'd be like, man, it's the same old story every year, dude. Talking about, I came from the hood, you know what I'm saying? Bullets flying.
Raised from my grandmama.
Raised from my grandmama. Man, I'm the only one that made it out, man. That shit was hard. I'm like, man, that narrative has to go, man. Even, they need coaches, man. Like, they need coaches bad. Okay, if that's your story, fine. But that narrative needs to stop being pushed in our community, man. There has to be a way that we can get over that narrative. We've heard it enough. You know, that shit not a fucking badge of honor, man. We need to let that shit go. That shit pisses me off, man. Like, Deshaun Watson was on Rich Eisen podcast, and right when he got to the point where he was like, yeah, daddy in prison, I turned it off. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it, man. It's like, I worked three to four jobs. I was like, man, if it's a broken record, with black athletes, don't you think it's not the athletes, it's the society that we live in?
Yeah.
If year after year after year, decades after decades after decades, boys come into the league have the same story?
Yeah.
That's something wrong with the system.
Yeah. Yeah, that's obvious, though.
Yeah, it's obvious, man. It just, but I'm so tired of fucking hearing it, man.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, but to your point, when you see kids like the Curry brothers, Steph and Seth.
Yeah.
You know, they grew up in the suburbs.
Yeah, they grew up rich. Cause the ball.
So, you know, but they aren't really seen as cool or, you know.
Exactly. That scene is black.
Damn. Yeah. And that's so stupid.
Yep.
Because, you know, who says to be black you have to be poor and downtrodden? Like, that makes no sense to me. And, you know, you kind of have to blame hip-hop a little bit for this notion.
Mm.
Because hip-hop, we kind of started that with
embracing
the slums. Like, you weren't seen as real enough if you weren't out trapping every day.
Or slumming.
Yeah, like, if you didn't fight to catch your next meal. It went from the days of, you know, being a somewhat suburban living, like Will Smith, Like, he grew up from the hood, yeah, but he got away from that though. Like, he didn't stick. Like, he didn't stick to that narrative. Like, everybody knows. Everybody doesn't know Will Smith for being like hood bound. Like, they know him for being like a, you know, very cultured, very diverse type of person. And how that's seen as uncool. And, you know, but it's different though. It's different though if you are a white artist and you grew up in the suburbs. Then it's kind of switched.
Because so, it's a social norm.
Yeah.
It's so, a social norm for them to come from that. But another thing real quick that pisses me off are when kids that come from something try to go back to the hood and say they're hard. Exactly. Like Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Russell, what's that dude that had a TV show with his kids with the fine little head, little fine little two daughters? They got smashed up. Damn.
Smashed up as in?
One of them got a kid now. Yeah. Angela Simmons.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like the boys try to act hard. Like the older boy try to act hard. And he got hemmed up for that shit too because he ain't from there, man.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know why we associate being down and being black with being ghetto.
Yeah.
That just shows, man, we don't know our history, man. We come from kings and queens, man.
Yeah. It just, we ashamed. I, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing, man. Like, to be ashamed of who you are and what you come from, like, that's something that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid not to be yourself because at the end of the day, you are the only person that has to live with yourself.
You're going
to
get exposed, too, eventually.
Yeah, so why be fake with yourself and other people? Like, come on. Like, stop it.
Stop it. Hey, that shit pissed me off, man. What the shit that just fucking just... Dang, what the shit is it? It's just silly to some people, but just irks me.
Yeah.
People that, like... People that do shit that's like the trend is over, they still do it, like motherfuckers still dabbing. Yeah, that shit pisses me off. Motherfuckers that do like shit that was cool a year ago, they do it like the following year when you know it's not cool anymore, like let shit die.
Yeah, exactly.
Like dabbing, and then like it's always a dance that come out in the NFL that they do, and then like a year later people be doing the stands, like no, it's dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And like planking. I'm glad that shit died. That shit fucking long. Y'all,
that was so stupid.
Remember planking? Y'all remember that shit?
That was so dumb.
Fucking shit, man. That joke was so stupid, but that's funny. Like one of the trends that was funny for a little while was put him in a coffin. That shit was funny for a minute, dude. And then I don't want to get this wrong, but and put him in a coffin. What did he just like? Somebody was like, just jump backwards and like jump into somebody and knock him down. And I'll put him in a coffin. That jump was so stupid, man. Like, like dumb high niggas made Vine funny.
Yeah, and it did.
Yeah, dude. They make Vine. They really did make Vine, man. I wonder what happened to all the Vine millionaires, because there was a lot of millionaires that came out of Vine. I wonder they moved on to YouTube and all that shit.
Probably did.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that shit pissing me off. And people that do old moves, old dances and old phrases.
Yeah.
That shit, that's silly to some. That shit pisses me off. Another thing that pisses me off is when people like will hear something off of TV and then like regurgitate like it's their own shit and you know it's from TV.
I saw that same episode of SportsCenter last night. Nigga, you ain't fooling nobody.
Yeah, man. You don't know shit. Like, or like you'll repeat some of the same rhetoric that Stephen A. Smith said.
Yeah.
In an argument. You're like, hold on, man.
That's the wrong nigga to ever repeat.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. You're like, what? This sound like that coon. Like, man, come on, man. Get your own thoughts, man. Don't do that shit, man. Just like I was watching, case in point, I was watching, it was a ESPN special on Sunday where this guy dressed up as James Harden went to the old folks home, and then like this one guy was like, get out of here, like you're not Westbrook who has 43 triple doubles. I'm just like, dude, you just repeating what they say on ESPN all day long. I'm like, oh, you just watch ESPN all day, homie.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, I hate when people just don't think for themselves either, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing that's silly to some, but I don't really think that's silly to some. That should piss anybody off, dude.
Yeah, it should. But, you know, you got some of those people who enjoy that, because if you got somebody who's willing to think like you, that means you can control them.
Exactly, man. Exactly. And another thing that kind of pisses me off is why I read, like, when people go on YouTube and they just leave, like, slanderous comments about the person that's on the YouTube channel. Like, why the fuck are you here to begin with?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or Instagram. Yeah, dudes. Okay. Yeah. So this kind of shit pisses me off too, man. So it's this one girl I follow because she got a nice body or whatever, and she's on some like remote island, and she's talking to she'd be like posting shit up like, yeah, it's 4:28. Don't let life live you, live life. And then somebody was on there like, man, shut your whole ass up. That white girl. The guy on the phone said, shut your whole ass up. That white guy over there paid for all that shit you talking about. And he probably done digged you out a couple times and pissed on you too. I was like, dude, why are you following like I was like, dude, why are you following her on Instagram if you just gonna just be hating like that?
Yeah.
Now this shit was mad funny for a minute, but I was just like, dude, why are you wasting your time?
Mm-hmm.
People just love to waste their time and be looking at other people's lives when they could be living their own.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, that's another thing that pisses me off, man. You should only really use social media for just to be positive, man. You trying to be negative, man. Go on somewhere. But that's what NS for, because you're a faceless troll on the internet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hell yeah, dude. But that's like the only thing. That's the only thing is that, like, if you just don't want to be my friend, like, come up to me and say yes, or like the other thing I just mentioned, I will never talk to you ever.
Yeah. I can't help it. Anytime I go anywhere, there's always, especially when I go somewhere with my lady, it's kind of like I always get one dude, especially, who will like walk, like cross our path, and like, they'll look at her, like only for like a split second, and then like they'll look me up and down, like how'd that nigga get her up? You know, like,
she'll be like, you ain't got light cut the hood gonna love it.
But yeah, it's exactly like that. And you know, like just Sunday, it's, you know, some guy just as if he was pissed off because my lady's fine. You know, it's just like he was just looking dead at me, didn't wave, didn't say hi, nothing. And, you know, I hate that. Like, it, and, you know, I think my lady, she thinks it's silly for me to, you know, get upset about that. But I don't care. I don't like it when you stare at me and don't say nothing and just look as if you got a problem with me.
Yeah, because you could be plotting, man. I feel on that shit, man. Like, what's the beef, dude?
Exactly. Like they make me want to grab something and get to swinging.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, that I don't like that. That's silly for most people, but you know, I hate it. I also don't like it when like the ratio, like if you go to like a burger spot and like you get like sliders and like they always did, like the ratio between meat and bun isn't the same.
Yeah, dude. What should you want, a White Castle or you want a Crystal?
Nah, just like if it's like a little burger boutique, like there's a spot called Flip that I go to, and like it never fails, they always give me more meat than bun, and I'm like, what the hell, like y'all can't order enough bun size for the meat that y'all serve? That's just stupid.
Y'all trying to screw me, huh?
And see, another thing that, you know, that's silly. Like, if you tell somebody what you about to do, and then they say, well, go on and do it. I'll be like, I hate that.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah.
That's so stupid. I hate it. It's like, why are you telling me that? I'm going to do it right now. Like, I don't need you to co-sign or reiterate what I already said I'm going to do. Like, that irritates me.
Yeah, Yeah, that does bother me. Just like, go ahead and do it then. Like, shut the fuck up. Shut your ass up, man. I ain't gonna do it now because you said something. You know what? I changed my mind now. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, be on one of those kind of things. Yeah, dude. I don't like that shit either, man. People just be picking, man, just to pick.
Yeah,
dude. I hate those kind of people, man.
Yeah, people that always got something to say about anything. Yeah, I hate that.
Somebody has to say something about everything you say.
Yeah.
Everything that come out your mouth, they got a negative rebuttal to it.
Or just anything, period. It don't even have to be negative. It just be like, shut up.
Yeah, dude. Just listen. People just don't know how to listen either, man. That's another thing, man. Another shit that pisses me the fuck off, dude. That might be silly to some is when like people are talking to, like cause I watch a lot of like CNBC,
mm-hmm.
I can man and half the time the motherfucker be talking, they be talking over each other, man.
Yeah.
I be like, man, let the motherfucker talk. He has a point.
Yeah.
I'm tired of turning the channel. I just turned the channel off. I said, man, fuck it. I just can't.
Then nine times out of ten, like, you never get to hear the point that they were trying to make because they ran out of time or something like that.
Exactly, man. The other person is over-talking them, man. That shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit pisses me off, man. God. Some people just see it as being, you know, as silly, but that shit gets on my nerves. Or nothing that pisses me off, too, man. I kind of hate to say it, but when I'm riding in the car,
mm-hmm.
I'm listening to sports talk radio.
Yeah,
I'm like either around with like my sister, I'm like my mom, and then like the guy stutters or says something.
Yeah,
and they'll be like hit the bit. I'm like, man, I'm trying to look at stuff. I'm like, he'll stutter, and then like my sister or mom be in the car, and they'll say it too. They'll be like hit the bit, and I'm like, I'm trying to hear what he's saying.
Yep.
That shit pisses me off. Like, somebody turned it off. I'm like, who listens to music, man? Like, I don't even listen to sports talk radio unless I'm by myself in the car, man. I can't do it. Because, like, when we go on road trips together, we're listening to, like, Elvis Duran, or we'll listen to, like, some music or something. Because I can't deal with it, man. I can't even do it. Or, like, one time I did listen to sports talk radio because it was such a long ass trip.
Yeah.
They'll like talk about a certain player. They'll be like, ain't he out of the league? I'm like, no, he's a rookie. Wait, you don't know. It's okay. Don't say nothing.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. My mom, she used to do. I'll be watching TV and like, she'll come in and be like, why are you watching that? And I'll be like, because that's what I'm watching.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You gonna come in and ask me what I'm watching, and it's not even what you interested in. Or another thing, like I hate it when people talk during a show or during a movie. Like I hate that with a passion. Like I didn't come to the movie to hear you talk to me. I came to the movie to watch the movie, or I came to the show to listen to this nigga sing this song, but I can't hear him sing the song because you talking to me.
Yeah, man. Case of motherfucking point, man. I never get the time. I'll never do this shit again. I will never go see a black stand-up show at a movie theater in the hood. I never do it, dude. I never do it because I never get the time. My sister and I, when I was younger, went to go see the Kings of Comedy. And we went to, it was like South Lake AMC. Movie theater, go see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, do you not know? I did not hear any jokes. Only thing that I heard was previews. I didn't hear anything. That's all I heard was, "Ha, that nigga stupid!" I was like, "What did he say? I can't hear." I couldn't hear nothing, man. Like, the only time I could hear something was when D.L. Hughley was on because that shit wasn't funny. I'm just kidding, man. Shout out to D.L. Hughley.
Yeah, we love you, D.L.
We love you, man. But, yeah, dude, like, that's nothing. I can't do it, man. I feel you. Or, like, somebody will say something, like, funny in a movie, and the person you go see the movie theater, somebody you go see the movie with, or, like, lean over TV, like, ooh. You be like, man, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to hear.
Yeah, extra sound effects.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. When I did go see... You saw Logan, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, that's the only time I yelled at that part. I was being a dick at that part.
Yeah.
I yelled at that, but other than that, because I was hyped.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, I don't make outbursts like that. But, yeah, dude. Like, man, just be courteous to people when they're in the movie theater, man.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. And then after all the shootings that happened in the movie theater, do you know, like, I ain't gonna lie. That's how I do in the movie. I just be like staring at the exit. Like,
I do too.
Yeah, I'll be like watching the movie. I'm like, man, I'm just staring at the exit. Like, man, that motherfucking door move. I'm out there.
Yep, exactly. Yep. What I do is like sitting down.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, and I hate that too. I hate that I have to do that. But like, I sit down, and you know, the previews had started yet, so I'm looking straight ahead. I'm looking in the corners. I'm just looking for those illuminated signs that say exit. And I'm like, all right, so if it go down, I know where I need to be.
Hell yeah, yep. Dude. I'm make sure I strategically sit close to them bitches, man.
Mm-hmm.
Or somewhere where I can like either like jump over like the rail balcony where it goes to the exit. So the worst thing can happen is I can fuck my knees up, but I can, at least I can go and get the adrenaline be pumping through me so I can get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. It was like a stranger, just like those mall shooters, man. That shit was just fucking shit crazy, man.
Yeah, it is.
You can't go anywhere, dude. Nope. That's all I got, man. You got anything else?
Nah, man. That's it. We just, you know, wanted to bring y'all another, I guess, fun episode that y'all can have fun with.
I hope y'all, you know, we kept on talking about, you know, the skits, man. I hope y'all enjoyed the skit.
Yeah. Hope y'all really enjoyed that skit. You know, just something, you know, off the cuff.
Remember, it's all in jokes, y'all.
So yes.
Please don't be sending us no.
Don't take a serious.
Don't take no direct message talking about y'all are savages. Like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
You know, you laugh. You know what I'm saying? Just come to the dark side with us.
Yeah.
All right. Send this bitch on home, ST. All
right, y'all. Like always, we want to thank y'all for tuning in for another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast with your boys EC and ST. I just want to let y'all know that we do have more coming down the pipeline, so just, you know, continue to stay with us, continue to, you know, follow and subscribe, rate the, you know, the podcast, you know, let us know how
please, we please, somebody rate the show.
Yes, please. Also, you know, continue to, you know, be there for one another, encourage each other, because, you know, that's what life is all about, man. We're here to uplift each other. That's what the Blank Canvas Podcast is here for. See, always remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, you must become the light. So be the light, y'all. Yeah, man. We hitting, you know, another great stride, man. We really enjoy bringing y'all that heat every week. So we're going to continue to do it until, you know, we just don't feel like doing it no more. And hopefully by then, you know, we got a couple million stash in the bank.
Yeah. Like, just know, like, if the podcast not coming on, either we got tired of shit or we done got rich. One or the other. And hopefully it's the latter. Peace out, motherfuckers. We love y'all, man. Y'all stay blessed.
Yes, we love y'all. Remember, let us know what you think about the show. Tell us give us some suggestions. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. You know, all that. Episode number 54. We're gonna holler at y'all next week, man.
Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.